For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Monday, February the 18th. It's good to be with you today. We've got two of my good friends with us, Lucille Salerno and Rob Krause. Let's start, first of all, with my buddy over here, Lucille. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Paul. What a pleasure to be here.
Osher Lifelong Learning. Now, yes. It's 2 weeks from today.
Yes.
The spring semester starts,
oh,
right?
Oh, you are so well informed. Yes, indeed. That's the truth.
2 weeks from today. That's Monday, right. March the 4th. So, but, yes. And you're excited about it.
I am, because I'm still putting it together.
2 weeks from now, you're still putting
it
together?
Well, let me tell you what I did. We created something really quite different for the launch of the semester. It's, you know how everybody is thinking, my God, this has become a big city in terms of what happens in our streets and the drive-by shootings. And I'm trying to show the wonderful folks that are in layers of the administration of this city that are taking care of us. I think if we see them and meet them and experience who they are as professionals, some of that level of anxiety will quiet. At least that's the thesis. Mm-hmm. What's wonderful is that many of these upper echelons persons, like three judges and the police captain, have agreed to participate, become faculty for this course.
Wow.
But I need four more. And yet we have to go to press. So there'll be some to be announced events.
Okay.
But that the wonderful aspect of that is the experience of those who protect us by law. That's the title of the course.
Okay. And the course is how often?
It's once a week for 8 weeks.
Okay.
On Monday mornings.
What time?
So 2 weeks from today. Beginning 9:30 to 11.
Okay. And there's still room for people to register.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, certainly. Yeah. We have a big room allocated for that course. Yeah. So we can
would
take
you say,
150.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a big
would you
room.
Say this is one of the most important classes that you've offered?
I think so, given a kind of disquiet that's happening in our community. Simply because, well, you know, I think it's a nationwide kind of escalation of if you have a gripe, just get a gun, which is making it's the backdrop.
It puts
which
a lot of
intensifying
a, right.
the things that are happening here that are really not outrageously critical, but they are somehow more frequent, somehow.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd say it's pretty critical when a couple of people are shot and killed.
Oh,
for
sure.
Street.
Yeah.
But, do you remember, Lucille, years ago when you and I were much younger?
Indeed, I do.
When you and I were much younger,
well, we
didn't even lock the doors.
That's really
didn't
so
even
cool.
lock the doors at that point.
That's really true.
Times have definitely changed. But if you want to try to put yourself at ease, go to the class, Osher Lifelong
because
Learning.
Because you're going to meet the people who are working hard. They're behind the scenes. They're actually upper echelon administrators who have the burden of resolving all of this.
Yeah.
But they also have the gifted abilities to do that.
But
and that's what we want. It's like an homage to folks who really are taking care of us.
Okay. And we're out of time. Did you want to mention real quick your other classes?
They're all good.
All right, they're all good. So if people want more information, how can they register?
It's 882. This is for information. 882-2585.
Okay.
Register at 882-4349.
Okay, and that's Osher Lifelong Learning.
That's who we are.
Right. And as she said, all the other classes are good, even though we didn't have time to mention them.
They are wonderful.
Okay. Like you, Lucille Salerno.
Like us.
Thank you, Lucille.
Thank you.
All right. Now, you know Rob Krause sitting right over here?
Yes,
Rob Krause, Capital City Players. Good to have you here. He's here to talk about the production of Lombardi that they're doing.
Yeah, the life and times of legendary football coach Vince Lombardi, and even more importantly, the wonderful relationship between he and his wife, Marie.
Yeah.
This was a show recently on Broadway with Dan Lauria and Judith Light, and it was a huge hit. And here you have this coach that's a very colorful character, and as his wife Marie says, he has three priorities: God, the Green Bay Packers, and his family is last on the list.
God is first on the list.
God is first on the list.
So why did you decide to do Lombardi?
Well, an actor in our company is a personal friend of Dan Lauria, and went to see Dan and saw it on Broadway and said, "Rob, this is an incredible piece. You need to do it." And in fact, he has been in touch with Dan. Like the other day, we didn't know Marie Lombardi was a chain smoker, and we didn't know what cigarettes she smoked. And they text Dan, and he goes, "Chesterfields."
Chesterfield King.
In about 5 minutes. So anyway, and we have Warren Kretsch, a local radio personality from Jeff City, Warren Kretsch, who is Lombardi.
In fact,
I sent you a picture.
Yeah, okay. If you want to see what we're talking about, we've got it on the vodcast. Go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows and then Radio Friends, and watch this segment. And boy, he does look like Lombardi, doesn't
he? He walked in the other
night. And that's Warren Kretsch, our old local Warren Kretsch.
Yes, and then wonderful cast, Joni Weinbaum as his wife Marie, and Brandon Bice as Paul Horning, and Dan Zeiger as Jim Taylor, another famous football player, Dave Robinson, Z Beza, and then kind of the narrator of the piece is a sports reporter that is covering Lombardi, and his name is Mike McCormick.
It's not a big cast, this production.
No, it's a very small cast, and it's a very intimate show, and it's funny, it's inspirational, it's dramatic, because Marie and Vince had this combative relationship. Yeah, they may cry a little bit, but they're going to laugh a lot. I mean, as I told Warren, if you forget your lines, just say, "Shut up, Marie," because every half page of the conversation, Vince will go, "Shut up, Marie."
Right. It opens this Thursday.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights.
Okay.
The 21st, 22nd, 23rd with a matinee, or no matinee that weekend. But then the following weekend, February 28th, March 1st, 2nd, there's a Sunday matinee that weekend on the 3rd.
Okay.
It's dinner theater.
Productions. First, you have a wonderful meal.
Right.
And it's all included in the ticket price.
Right. It's all in the ticket price.
Phone number to call?
573-681-9012.
Okay. Or you can look at it online, too.
Right.
Rob Krause, thank you so much for coming by. Okay. And Lucille Salerno. Tomorrow, Daniel Boone Regional Library, and we'll talk about the Visioning Program. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Charles Minju, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.